I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah Highway Patrol says they're on board with a new law that puts DUI monitoring technology in all new cars after 2026, but they say it remains to be seen how those devices would be used to prosecute drunk drivers. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayres.
Second, a 41-year-old man is dead after he was shot by Orem police. Police say the man charged an officer with weapons in his hands. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
It's a lighter than normal commute. In fact, I-15 in Davis County, no northbound delays from Lagoon all the way up to Farmington. But we still have a traffic light malfunctioning in Weber County at 30th. This is going to be 30th Street. It's actually a crash at 30th Street and Grant Avenue. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hazy sunshine continues. I'm Kevin Eubank.
50 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
The White House strategy to fight the latest COVID variant, Omicron, won't involve shutdowns or lockdowns.
The best protection against this new variant is to get fully vaccinated and get a booster shot. And I urge all Americans who haven't yet done that, get it done today.
The CDC also urging everyone who can get the vaccine or boosters to do so as soon as possible. A federal medical team from the Pentagon is providing staff support to a Minnesota hospital dealing with a surge in COVID cases.
We're going to be assisting roles in the ICU, critical care capacity, surgical wards, the ER, and also to include respiratory therapy.
Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Huseman, the medical response coordinator. President Biden will speak this week about the latest efforts to end supply chain slowdowns. CEOs from the nation's shipping ports today offered to suspend fees to overload containers in the overnight hours. The Department of Transportation extended flexibility to truck drivers to work longer hours through January. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The first night of Hanukkah began last night. Rabbi Avremi Zippel joined Utah's Morning News today to explain the origins of the Festival of Lights.
Hanukkah celebrates an incredible story that took place about 2,000 years ago when the Jewish people were living in the Holy Land under Syrian Greek rule. And at a certain point, their oppressors decided that there were a number of Jewish practices that they wanted to stop the Jewish people from doing, to kind of end it from their culture, and the Jewish people rose up. They rose up against oppression and tyranny and darkness, and they reclaimed their land. The Holy Temple had been desecrated as part of this oppression, and they rededicated their Holy Temple. And upon entering the temple, they wanted to fulfill one of the observances to show their thanksgiving to God. They wanted to light the menorah, the candelabra in the Holy Temple. And the issue with that was they could only find one small, solitary cruse of oil that met the standards of purity and sacredness to be used in the menorah, and it would take about 8 days to obtain more oil. They were also dealing with a supply chain shortage back in the day of a certain extent. And so with faith in their hearts, they decided to light that one small flask of oil, and miraculously, that little bit of oil burned for 8 days until they could get the sufficient amount of oil that they required to go on with the practice. And so it's something which we remember every year. We light our menorahs for 8 days, remembering the miracle that God made for our forefathers so many thousands of years ago.
Rabbi Zippel also says the oil is one of the central themes of the holiday.
And one of the powerful significances in our faith in Jewish text about oil is that oil is something which, if you think about it, is really the truest product of the olive, but it really only comes forth when the olive undergoes a real squeeze. And when the olive really, really gets crushed to a certain extent, that is when it gives forth its purest and most beautiful oil. Mm. And I think it's something which we can all relate to in today's day and age. You know, I think over the past 2 years at this point, all of us to some extent have undergone a little bit of crushing, have undergone a little bit of squeezing. And I think we've all come to realize that when we go through that, we have the ability to give off the very best and the very purest of what's inside ourselves.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 449. Triple Team Traffic sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky Meese.
We do have slowdowns. Southbound I-15 between 5300 and 90th South. Northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County. Just a little heavy and slow as you're approaching and passing 33rd South. But from 21st South all the way into downtown and beyond, speeds pick right back up. A little bit of slowing westbound SR-201 Redwood Road passing the West Belt. Michelle?
We have a crash on Bangor Highway 2400 South. This is northbound. You're going to see delays again both directions around the 201 freeway. For drivers making their way southbound I-15 into Utah County, seeing good speeds, we do have a stalled vehicle at the ramp northbound I-15 in Spanish Fork at Main Street. You're going to need to use an alternate. Steve?
Southbound Foothill Drive, a little busy this afternoon between 13th and 21st South. Meantime, northbound 59, usually quiet. Good speeds all the way from downtown Salt Lake to Brigham City. Got a crash, though, a new one. Southbound I-15 in Weber County. This is at 24th Street. Two right lanes closed there. Delays back to 12th Street. This is the season for dressing up or updating your wardrobe with a new suit from Mr. Mack. Mr. Mack stores have a big suit inventory on sale with free alterations, quality clothing, affordable prices. Mr. Mack, Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the seven-day forecast. Here's Kevin Newman. Bank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, the average high this time of the year is 44 degrees. Today, we've been to 55, and we're going to stay in the 50s for the next 7 days. Lows in the 30s, highs in the 50s, hazy sunshine on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. A little bit of cloud cover slips in by the end of the weekend, and then a next chance for a storm will come in next Monday night. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now, 50 degrees downtown.
It's the most wonderful time of the year at Deseret Book. While the holiday season can make good things even better, we recognize it may also make life's challenges harder. Regardless of your personal circumstances this year, your friends at Deseret Book want to join you in rejoicing in the hope of the season and together find reasons to celebrate this time of year. Whether it's with one of our 300 nativities, a fun family game, a meaningful film or book, the coziest Christmas socks, or any number of many other Christmas traditions, we have worked hard to create and curate the product to help you bring a Christ-centered Christmas to those you love this year. Visit any Deseret Book location or DeseretBook.com and let us help you build peace and joy in your homes this season.
I'm Jeff Jr., owner of Trajan Wealth, and I only have 60 seconds to tell you why we're different than all other financial advisors out there. So here it goes. We don't employ salespeople. We employ individuals with hearts of teachers who share high values. We are fiduciaries who will always act with you in mind. We will disclose any conflicts of interest. We won't talk down to you or use fancy jargon. If there's an issue, we'll work hard to make it right. We are one of the few firms in the entire country who have fiduciary advisors and estate planning attorneys under the same roof. We adhere to the golden rule. Our passion is providing peace of mind through financial security. And lastly, you will always be greeted with a smile. Local, friendly, family-owned, Trajan Wealth. Call Trajan Wealth today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit us online at TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Estate planning services through Trajan Estate.
Today could take your business anywhere. Down new roads, or the same ones you drive every day. To new customers, or the same ones you've been working with for years. You may rise with the sun or burn that midnight oil, meet new challenges, or discover new opportunities. You have days that feel like they will never end, and days where you can't wait to see where the next job will lead. You may not know where today will bring you, but you should know your connection will be strong when you get there. When today could take your business anywhere, AT&T Business has the technology, built-in security, and proven business expertise to keep your connection going virtually everywhere. To learn how to get 90 days of free wireless service for you and your team, visit att.com/90daysfree.
This weather.
Into the 50s we go here along the Wasatch Front.
It's not gonna last. winter weather hits in Utah.
It hits hard,
and we all need to be ready.
That's why you have KSL Weather.
Every 10 minutes on the nines,
mornings
and afternoons
on KSL News Radio.
We are watching Utah's money. Ticket sales for the new Spider-Man No Way Home movie have overloaded many ticket sites as fans rush to buy advance tickets for the premiere on December 17th. The demand is a good sign for movie theaters, which could see a major boost in sales to the end of the year. KSL Drive's Tesla shares climbed over 4% today after CEO Elon Musk urged employees to focus on minimizing the cost of deliveries. Company is also closer to starting production at its first European factory in Germany. Twitter's new CEO, Parag Agarwal, was one of Jack Dorsey's closest partners before stepping down. According to Dorsey, Parag has been behind every critical decision that has helped to turn the company around. On Wall Street today, the Dow jumped 236 points, stand at 35,135. S&P 500 up by 60 points, and the NASDAQ gained 291 points. KSL News Time, 4:56, and it's time for Jazz Notes. Here's KSL Sports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz had a polarizing weekend, falling to the New Orleans Pelicans in surprise fashion on Friday, but turning around and thrashing the same team just 24 hours later. After Saturday's win, Jazz coach Quinn Snyder discussed the mentality of his team.
Everybody plays a role, and you know, you can't get outside your role on a given play because it's going to change. Every possession, there's going to be different things that need to be done. And the way that we want to play, you know, requires everybody to do that.
The Jazz are back in action tonight when they host Damian Lillard and the Portland Trail Blazers at Vivint Arena. For a breakdown of the weekend's games, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.